From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin addressed the Russian Federal Council on Wednesday. His annual address comes for the first time at the beginning of the year. He said he wanted to use the opportunity to kick off the planning for the next 12 months. Today we bring you the second section of that speech, as much as time will allow.
But I would like to reiterate regarding the healthcare. People are assessing it night by figures, not by some numbers. If a person has to go dozens of kilometers to an outpatient clinic and to wait for weeks to see a doctor, this person wouldn't be interested in the life expectancy growth in the country. This person will think about his or her life, about his or her health, about getting medical assistance without any obstacles. So at the moment, we must focus our efforts at the primary link of the healthcare that each person gets in touch with, every family gets in touch with. That's where we have the most complicated, most sensible problems for our population. This year, we must do in full scope to finish the deployment of the paramedic stations in all the areas, but it doesn't mean that all the problems regarding this are resolved. I would like to emphasize their work is not about writing out certificates and sending out people to the district centers. These local specialists, they can have a chance to help in a real way using modern equipment and high-speed internet connection. I would like to ask the Russian National Fund to keep it under control, the construction of such paramedic station. And we're also going to update the primary care links to equip outpatient clinics, the hospitals, the ambulance stations, and all the regions of the country. To resolve this, we have allocated additional 550 billion rubles. More than 90% of these are federal funding. And I would urge the regions to find some funds and to resolve the housing problems for the doctors and paramedics, especially in rural areas, small towns, and villages, to use all the mechanisms to solve this. And the support of the individual private housing construction. And the personal matter is the key matter for the healthcare by 2024. For all its levels must be staffed with high-level specialists, and the priority is the primary care. In this regard, I suggest in the new college year to change the protocol in enlisting people in the medical colleges, medical schools. 70% of the state grants will be targeted in the medical colleges, 75% in the paramedic. The quotas for the targeted applications will be made in each region, region by region basis. And they must guarantee the employment of the future graduates so that a person would go to work where people are expecting a help. And as for the internship, almost 100% targeted education must be employed. And the priority will be given to the doctors who work in the primary link, especially in the rural areas. Of course, the targeted education must be also done in the federal medical centers. And as we have agreed, starting from this year, we will start to implement the new system of payments in the healthcare based on the transparent, fair, and clear rules. Having the fixed wages according to the unified lists and the bonuses for all the country. I understand that the implementation of all these targets demands a lot of resources. If you will go back to where I started, you will understand it means a lot of money. In this regard, I request the government to go back to coming up with the priorities of our development by keeping the budgetary stability. That's something that we have achieved in the recent years, and we can't lose this stability. I know that last year some regions had problems with the medical supply because the procurement process was discarded, and some officials were talking as if they were talking about acquiring some pencils. It's not a problem. We will start a new procurement process. And people, they didn't have the vital medicines sometimes. And we can't have situations like this repeated in the future. And then in this year, we should have one list for all the recipients of the medicines that will be given free of charge or with a big discount by federal or regional programs, so not to have any misunderstanding regarding this. And we should also adopt the new laws were adopted to bring into Russia specific medicine. They don't have official permission to be brought in yet. So I ask to streamline this work so that people, especially parents of the sick children, didn't have situations without any way out, where they just couldn't get medicine that they needed in a legal way. The quality control is also going to change. It will be increased not only at the producing companies, but also in the pharmacies on the ground. And dear colleagues, in the last year, we have concentrated our efforts on improving the macroeconomical stability that I have just mentioned. Federal budget has become in black again, so it covers the sovereign debt. I'm not talking about some abstract numbers. I would like to emphasize it is directly related to the life of every person in our country with the implementation of social responsibilities to the people. We see what problems and even shocks people of those countries face that don't have such a cushion, that had a shaky fundament and regarding the budget. And due to the work of the government and the Bank of Russia, we managed to stabilize the prices. Inflation in the last year was 3%, which is lower than the goal, the target that we had, 4%. Yes, certain goods had a bigger inflation, but on average, the inflation on predictably low level. The situation is totally different from what we have 5 or 10 years ago, where inflation was in double digit and it was basically tax, additional tax on all the people in the country. And it was especially heavily burdened on those who get fixed wages, like retired persons and the public sector workers. And now we must create the fundament to improve, increase the income of the people. I would like to emphasize that it's one of the most important goals for the government and central bank. And we need to structurally change the national domestic economy to improve its efficiency. In 2021, the growth rate of the GDP of Russia must be higher than the world's. To get this dynamics, we must start new investment cycle, seriously increase the investment and the job creation, infrastructure, development of the industry, agriculture, and the service sector. Starting from this year, the annual investment growth must be no less than 5%. Its share in the GDP country must be increased from the current 21% up to 25% in 2024. What must be done to stimulate this investment growth? First, we have agreed that not to change the business taxes conditions in the next 6 years, which will allow them to plan long term. I request deputies, the government, we must speed up the process of creating the new legal framework. And the terms of the important projects and then regulations with the construction of the production facilities must be fixed for 3 years. This must become a law. Of course, the support must be given not only to the large projects, but also to the business initiatives of small businesses and medium-sized businesses. Regions of the Federation, they have the right to give the deductible tax, but it is not used a lot. I understand why, because regional budgets are going to lose money because of these deductions. And due to this, in this regard, I suggest use the federal budget to compensate two-thirds of the income they're going to lose if they are going to use the tax deduction. Secondly, in 2020, we must finish the reformation of the regulatory laws and to create convenient conditions for the businesses to operate. Thirdly, I have already suggested for the Duma, and I want to skip the water down the penal code stipulations regarding the economic crimes. Article 210 of the penal code was in focus because any employee of the company that broke the law can be considered part of the criminal act. So almost every employee could be go to court under this article and could be detained under this article. So law enforcement agencies must prove that the organization was created for criminal goals, first of all. And fourthly, the part of the national fund in the foreign currency is going to prevail the 7% rate. We have created the resources that allow us to develop safely and in a stable way, so we can invest additional income and profits in the economy. And we must use it for the projects that will help the infrastructure, such as highways between the districts, centers and bypasses to the federal highways. It will help to facilitate the growth of the businesses, of the tourism and of the social projects on the ground. Fifth, to grow, we know that economy needs long money. That's a direct responsibility of the Bank of Russia. And it works to make the loans accessible to the population. Obviously, businesses, especially large businesses, they must remember about their social and environmental responsibility. I would like to thank the parliament members on the emissions quota law. Of course, it's not only about planning. We should start acting on this. We need to implement the monitoring system of the air quality. And in the future, we should extend this control over the whole country. And not only the air must be monitored, but water and soil. So the comprehensive system of environmental monitoring must be created. And before the end of the year, no less than 80 out of 300 large enterprises must switch to the most accessible technology. They should have permissions, environmental permissions, thus reducing the polluting emissions. So only 16 permissions like this were issued. But it's going on schedule, so and we should continue working on schedule. And we should implement the recycling, so we should use the economy of the closed cycle. And starting from 2021, we should start using the mechanism of the wider responsibility of the producer, manufacturers, when manufacturers and importers of the package bearing the burden of its management and recycling. And Russia is ready to support the joint researches of the national and foreign researches regarding the pollution and the changes in the climate and in the ocean. These are global challenges for everyone. The rate of the technology change in the world is increasing, and we must create the standards in this direction that define the future. First of all were talking about artificial intelligence, genetics, new materials, the energy sources, digital technology. I'm convinced that we can achieve breakthrough as we have achieved in the defense. To resolve the complicated technological task, we must invest in the mega science objects and facilities and other infrastructure facilities to take up most ambitious goals, could become an impetus for young, talented people to join the science efforts. That's what is happening now. By estimate, by the middle of this decade, every other scientist in Russia will be younger than 40 years old. Researchers, engineers. Researchers, engineers, entrepreneurs must get the chance to work freely in and I urge the government and the deputies to speed up the adoption of the legislation, which will start the flexible mechanism to implementation and the development of new technology in Russia and big data management. And using the best world standards, we must work out the support for the direct and venture investing. Entrepreneur should have a right for risk so that the bad implementation of an idea shouldn't be done in the wasting the money without the fear of the penal responsibility, so that as many startups as possible could become strong, successful, innovative companies. We must support the high technology export and widen the demand for the innovations inside the country. And in this regard, I think the right thing is to speed up the digital transformation of the real sector of economy and to set a demand so that national projects were implemented based on the software that was developed here in Russia. We have already created the largest infrastructure, just as an example of the digital television. By its technical parameters and specification, it's one of the state-of-the-art in the world. The cover of the digital television in Russia is more than France or Switzerland or in Austria, and people are using internet in their everyday life. Now in Russia, one of the few countries of the world that has its social network, messengers, the mail systems, and the search engines and other resources. And I'd like to develop the accessible internet project all over the country, free of charge access to the socially important domestic internet services must be provided. In this case, people won't have to pay for the services, for the internet traffic, if they use these services. Dear colleagues, the access to the internet must be a competitive advantage of Russia and of our citizens. We must create the wide field for education and art, for communication and implementation of social and cultural projects, and it's going to create new opportunities for people to participate in the country's life. Every initiative is important to us, of NGOs, of individuals, their desire to work to implement the national programs. And the volunteer movement is becoming really large scale. It unites pupils, students, and people of all ages and generations. And mutual respect traditions and respect for the elderly is volunteer of the victory, is seen in the volunteer of the victory. We're going to celebrate 75th anniversary. For Russia, 9th of May is the holiest, the greatest celebration. We are proud of these victories and remembrance about them. It's not only something to remember our heroic past. It inspires us. It strengthens our unity. We must protect the truth about this victory. Otherwise, what are we going to tell our children of lies as a disease is going to crawl all over the world? With these lies, attempts to change the history, we must use facts against this. Russia is going to create the biggest archival complex of the photographs and the videos about the World War II that will be accessible to by our citizens and the rest of the world. So it is something we must do. It's one of the victories of the war, and it's part of our responsibility for the future generations. Dear colleagues, we see how unpredictable the situation in the world, what is happening in the Middle East, in the North Africa, just in a couple of recent weeks and recent days, and how regional conflicts can turn into the threat for the international community. I'm convinced that the direct conversation about the principles of the stable world, this urgent problems that the humanity faces, so we must start this conversation. The political will must be implemented, the manhood must be implemented. It's time to understand our responsibility, and the example must be set by the founders of the UN. Five nuclear states have responsibility to maintain the sustainable development of the mankind. These five nations must start with the measures of getting rid of the preconditions for the global war, coming up with approaches to come up with stability, so that would consider political, economical aspects of the international relations. Russia is open to improve the relations and collaboration with all the partners. We do not threat to anyone. We don't want to impose our point of view on anyone. I would like to assure all of you that our steps to improve our defense capability were done in timely manner, and I would like to emphasize it that for the first time in the history of the missile weapons, including the Soviet period and the contemporary period, we are not trying to catch up with anyone. The other way around, the other leading powers yet have to create the weapon that Russia already has. The defense capability of the country is provided for decades in the future, but we can just become lazy. We must analyze what is going on in the world to develop the combat systems and the systems of the future generation. That's what we are doing now. The security is creating the basis for the peaceful development of Russia. It allows us to do more to face the most urgent issues internally, domestically, to focus on the economical and social growth of all our regions in the interest of the people. Because the greatness of Russia can be separated from the quality of life and well-being of each citizens, and this harmony of the strong country and well-being of the country is the basis of our future. And moving forward towards this goal is only possible if the society is actively participating in it, and with the hard work of all the branches and levels of the government. And its potential must be further developed. In this regard, I would like to talk about the government and domestic policy that is defined by the main law of the Russian Federation, by its constitution. I'm getting these questions a lot, even at the last annual conference, press conference. Of course, I can't help but agree with those who say that the constitution was adapted more than 25 years ago in the conditions of the severe crisis, domestic crisis, and the things changed drastically since then. It's a good thing that we don't have any clashes in the capital city, we don't have terrorist activity in the North Caucasus, despite there is a number of quite urgent matters that we have discussed today that are not resolved yet. We stabilize the situation in social sector and the economy, and a number of political and civic organizations are talking about adopting a new constitution. I would like to say that I don't think that we have this need. The potential of the constitution of 1993 The potential of the Constitution of 1993 still exists, and I think, and the rights stipulated in it are going to stay the strong value basis for the Russian society. But at the same time, conversations about changing constitutions are going on, so I would like to express my position regarding this. To discuss a number of adjustments to the constitutions that I think, that I deem important for the future development of Russia, which holds the greatest value, the freedom and the rights of a man. It's their well-being, and Russia can remain Russia only as a sovereign state. The sovereignty of our people must be unconditional. We have done a lot to achieve this. We have restored the unity in the country. We have stopped the situation where some functions in the government was usurped by oligarchs, and the Russia has returned to the international arena as a country that whose opinion must be taken into consideration. We have created reserves that helps the country to defend social rights of its population and protect the social economy from any kind of outside pressure. I think it's high time to add certain changes to the amendments to the Constitution that would guarantee the priority of the Russian Constitution in our legal space. What does it mean? It means that the following: the requirements of the international legislation and the decisions of the international bodies could be implemented in Russia only if it doesn't restrict the rights and freedoms of a person and do not contradict our constitution. Secondly, I suggest at the constitutional level to stipulate a demand to the persons who are taking critically important offices to provide security and sovereignty of the country, the heads of the regions, the members of the Federal Council, the deputies of the State Duma, the chairman of the government, the federal ministers, and the heads of the other federal agencies, and the judges can have a foreign passport, a residence permit, or any other document that would allow them to live in another foreign country. The idea of governing is in being a servant, and a person who chooses this path must decide for themselves that they connect their future, their life with Russia, with its people, without any shades of meaning. And even stricter demands must be given to the people who want to become a president of the Russian Federation. The Constitution must stipulate the residency in Russia for more than 25 years and no foreign passport or residence in any other country. And not only for the time of the election, but in any given period of such person's life. I know that in our society there are talks about the stipulation that one person can't stay as a president for more than two terms in a row. I don't think it's an important matter, but I do agree with the stipulation. I have already said that our goal is to provide the high standards of life, equal opportunities for each person, all over the country. And to achieve this goal, the national projects, all our development plans are aimed. And at the same time, you know what kind of problems in education, healthcare, and other sectors we could have if there is a gap between the governmental level and the municipal level. And this gap, this confusion, has a negative impact on people. The general rights for all the citizens and all the municipalities and all the regions is being implemented in different ways, which is unfair to a person and is a direct threat to our society and to the unity of the country. And the Constitution must stipulate the principles of the unified system of the public government to have effective, efficient cooperation between the state and the municipal authorities. And the local levels of the government must be expanded and strengthened at the same time.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.